Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode Eric Lindros 88 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're back. We made it. We survived Lawson's bachelor party, but let's check in with how the guys are feeling. We'll go to Jordan Winnipeg first, who put me and Johnny up for a few nights this weekend. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better today, I think. Yesterday, after I dropped you off at the airport, I came home and slept till noon.
Really?
Like, I didn't even, like, remember driving you, I don't think.
Yeah.
My eyes were, like, still closed. I drove sleeping.
Yeah, not one word was said on the way there.
Yeah, we were both so tired. And then I just kind of went and, I went and worked out and then came home and slept again. But I think I'm fully recovered today, so feeling a bit better now.
Yeah, I felt pretty good. Johnny, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I feel good. That kind of reminded me of our drives to the rink in the morning going to practice. Not a word was said by any of the three of us until we had our morning coffee at the rink.
Yeah.
And sat and got all comfortable in our stalls. But yeah.
No words.
Just not even music half the time.
I think the only thing we said to each other until we got to the airport was like when I walked out of my room to go brush my teeth, he just goes, "Sup, bud?" And I go, "Sup."
Yeah.
And that was
That's literally like at the apartment. Like you see the guy in the morning, like, hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Morning. I literally
not even a good morning.
Yeah.
Like when it's that early, someone like says good morning, it kind of pisses me off.
Yeah. Well, I just like, I felt like my face like drooping down my body as I was going to the airport and I just didn't feel like talking.
We all had bloodhound face.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Back to the regular routine.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get into routine yet. I haven't been at home for more than like a week since we got home from Birmingham. So that's been fun.
You're more on the go than anyone, eh?
Just a traveling soldier, man.
Traveling soldier. So nothing
bouncing
better.
Around the continent.
Yeah. Yeah. Just aren't you, here, aren't there, you everywhere.
Traveling right away again, too.
Yeah, this weekend.
And then you get back and you travel back here.
To the wedding, yep.
Wait, where are you going this weekend?
Then you get home and you travel to BC.
Leaving to Myrtle Beach this week.
Right?
Holy fuck. Wait.
Yeah.
After Lawson's wedding.
I was going to say after the, maybe what you were going to say.
Have a wedding after Lawson's wedding in BC. Yeah. Shout out to them. Anyways, let's focus on last weekend since that's why we went there. Boys growing up, first one of the guys to get married, and Lawson had his bachelor party this past weekend, as I'm sure lots of people have seen online. And man, was it a good time.
Yeah,
it was.
It was a really fun time.
Kenora's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's not like a town. Like, I don't know what to expect for a bachelor party because all I've seen is like the Hangover movies and like, like obviously that kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But,
we didn't steal a cop car or anything.
No.
It just literally felt like we were back in Superior just hanging out, being dudes again.
Yeah, with a lot more toys to play with around, like boats and
Sea-Doos.
Lake and
nice hot sauna.
I guess that's the only difference, really.
I guess we could have done that in Superior.
Yeah, but we don't have. But then you got to pay. You got to pay for that kind of stuff.
And jump in that freezing cold lake.
Nah.
Well, we should. we should give a rundown of the whole weekend. So we'll start with probably the best part of the weekend was picking Johnny up from the airport.
Yeah, that was awesome story.
I'll let you two take it away since you two. I was just a passenger along for the ride on that one, so you guys can tag team it if you want.
Just start with your flight, and then I'll go from when I picked you up.
I was communicating with Marty, and you know, obviously, he's the one picking me up from the airport there, and I go, "Okay, I'm boarding," and then we're just not pulling away from the gate. I'm like, "Oh God, this is not again! Please, God, no!" And the pilot comes on the announcer thing and goes, "We're gonna be delayed a half hour." So I text Marty, "Hey, we're half hour delay. There's a weather thing going on. We'll take off then." Half hour passes. He comes back on, delayed another half hour. So I text Marty that after that half hour's up, he goes, "You guys pulling away yet?" I go, "Nope." And then the pilot came on and said, "All right, any minute now." So that any minute turned into another hour. So I've been sitting at that gate in my seat on the plane, middle seat on the plane, for 2 hours. And then we finally pull away. And as we're pulling away, I was like hesitant to text Marty because I didn't want to jinx it. And then once we started kind of going fast, I texted him quick and then turned it on airplane mode. And then so figured that out. And then obviously when I get to Winnipeg, there's construction all around the airport. So it took us quite a while to just get out of the airport premises.
It's normally a 20-minute ride from my house to the airport, and it took us an hour 40.
Yeah. No, round that's trip. Awesome.
Round that's trip.
Perfect. Yeah.
But
we were pissed.
Yeah. It was a good thing that the boys in the RV were a little delayed at our pickup point to pick up us three and Will, because they were just having too much fun shooting some guns somewhere. In Winkler, right? Were they in Winkler shooting that?
Somewhere. Somewhere.
Me.
I wasn't there.
But yeah,
I was picking you for you.
Yeah. And then on the way home, of course, Marty, both your parents are like, you know, "I hope, you know, your travels go all according to plan," because they know my history with my last few flights. And of course, when I get there, luckily this time it was just a little half hour delay plus a gate change. So
not bad.
And the Winnipeg airport's small,
just a little something.
Yeah, just enough to knock your socks off.
Just enough to go, "Oh God." But yeah. I'll take that over a cancellation or a 2 hour delay any day of the week. But yeah, that was it for traveling. Other than that, like, we hopped in the RV, had a nice 2 hour ride to the cottage there, and
in a shit storm.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy storm.
That was brutal.
We're on the prairies. center of Canada, playing Ratlin Bog. Yeah, and it's just absolutely pissing outside, which sucked because then all our shit got wet in the back, and then you got to load the RV and stuff, and then you step in some puddles, and that's fun.
Yeah, but that was. I think we
had great weather in Kenora.
The RV was crammed too. Like, it was just uncomfortable for 2 hours. Yeah. It would be like sitting in with four people in a three person aisle on the plane. So like two people that would be exactly what it was like.
Yeah, so jammed in my little car, like Batesy was on the ride back to Superior from Alabama.
Yeah, it was pretty crammed, but that didn't stop us from having a good time, obviously. Yeah, and then got there probably, what time was it, like 10 o'clock?
10, 10:30-ish, yeah.
Yeah, and then we just kind of had a little...
Couple
hot dogs, yeah.
I had a couple grease missiles.
You had some hot dogs?
I had two hot dogs. Oh.
I had one, and then by the time I looked, there was just none left. Everyone was firing him down the gullet.
Even Dylan, the cook, didn't even get any.
That sucks.
He came in after cleaning the grill, and he's like, making his two buns, getting everything all set up, goes over to where the hot dogs were. He's like, guys, where's the dogs? And we all just kind of looked at each other.
Like, our faces are full. I don't know.
Oh, there's one left.
The chips are right there.
The plate was huge. Yeah. I think someone actually said that to him. Oh, there was a lot on the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would not make me happy if that happened to me.
Yeah.
No, God, I was hungry.
But then we stayed up late enough to howl at the moon that first night.
That first night we kind of, I don't know if we like overshot what we thought we were going to do, but we stayed up till almost four. Just on the dock, just having a good old story session, just telling stories, laughing, joking, drinking.
Oh yeah, we told some of the all-time stories.
Yeah,
and Lawson was having a grand old time. I think he really enjoyed himself this weekend. He just seemed to embrace everything like to the max.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, he just woke up and like was just like, yeah, I'm gonna.
He's the first one up every morning.
Yeah, yeah, other than
and
Dave.
Just waited for the boys to get on board with him. And
yeah,
we were right there with him.
We were up decently early for us.
Yeah, like 8:30 every morning after going to bed that late was.
Well, it's hard to go back to bed when you hear everyone upstairs already laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what am I missing out on? I want to go. I want to go laugh too.
Yeah, I should get an alarm clock that sounds like that because I got up pretty quick.
Yeah, same here.
You're just in your bed. It's 8:30. Wait, you guys having a beer?
Yeah. Yeah. The next morning we had that golf. We did a golf tournament with all the guys at the bachelor party, and luckily it was me, Marty, Johnny, and Frizz in a group, and we were off first, so we had to set the pace for having fun, and we sure did a good job.
Oh yeah,
we had a lot of fun.
We were the fun group.
That was a lot of fun.
The loud group, and then we were the sloppy group a few holes later.
Yeah,
played the wrong hole.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how you can just feel yourself kind of like just get like drunk after six holes, let's say.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm starting to not be good at golf anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like, you're like less than 100 yards out. You're like, okay, I'm going to put a nice easy one on the green. Goes nowhere near the green. You're just like, I'm not this bad at golf. Like, what the hell is going on? Weird. And then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that adds up.
Oh, yeah. Four Vizzies and two Pink Whitney shots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where the hell are all my drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we accidentally played the wrong hole. I honestly thought that, like, so we played 15 instead of 13. And when we got to the 16th tee, I was like, there's no way we played that fast, right? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, maybe we did because I have no concept of time right now. So,
in our defense, though, the signs there were one nowhere near the tee boxes half the time, and also a very minimal signs, like, and then like multiple paths, like you would leave the green and there's like three paths and you're like, I don't even know if I'm taking the right one right now because there's no sign anywhere.
No.
So we'll go 50-50 on that with us in the course.
Yeah, we'll just blame it on the course. We were fine.
Yeah. Couldn't have been us. It couldn't have been.
No. There's no possible way. Like, we were completely 20/20 vision, and we just didn't see the. Anyways, the funny part about that too is we were staring at the sign for the hole. I remember we were just trying to figure out which way it went. So we were staring at the map of how the hole goes.
Yeah,
it says 15 right on it. None of us picked up on it.
Yeah,
yeah, and then once we. When we had to go back and play 13, the funny part too is the group behind us had already hit on that hole and they're by the green and we just got up there and hit right at them.
Yeah.
So they were all hiding in the forest and our balls just came flying in on them and we just pull up completely ignorant to what we just did and go, hey, did you guys see where those landed?
Yeah. Hey, just looking for my ball here.
Yeah. You mind if we hop back ahead?
That's the best part too. They hide in the forest to get away from our shots and all of our shots land right at them.
Right in the forest. Yeah.
Yeah. They got to know better. They got to be hiding on the green.
Yeah.
They got to be.
Hide in the hole.
Yeah.
No, that golf was fun. That was a fun golf day.
Yeah, it was.
Not a bad course, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty nice course.
Pretty nice scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah, those elevated tee boxes, like, going towards the lake, that was sick.
Yeah.
Got some nice pictures there.
It's crazy to think that we were in Ontario, too. It's just, like, so far away from where Johnny and I live.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still in the same thing. Anyways,
like doesn't a, really like matter. A flight there is like a flight to Florida from here. Like, yeah. That's how far that is.
2.5 hour flight. Yeah.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. Crazy.
It's freaking,
would you rather go to Florida or Kenora?
That weekend, Kenora for sure.
Yeah. It would be fun if you had like a lake house or a cabin or whatever there.
Yeah.
And you get a good crew of guys out there every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was like the ultimate boys weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate. Like just frisbee.
Guys at the cottage. Like that's the ultimate boys weekend.
No girls allowed, man.
this is our clubhouse.
Yeah. No, it was good though. Like we had a fun time. It was really nice to see everyone too. Like I hadn't seen Batesy in over a year.
Yeah.
You know, you guys saw him briefly there. Like a couple weeks ago, but
yeah, in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing him in Florida too.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's an absolute pleasure.
No, we love you, Batesy.
Yeah, no, it was good to see Batesy and meet some of Lawson's like cousins and brother in law and soon to be brother in law and all that kind of stuff. They're there, so it was nice. Good group of guys.
Yeah, it was a solid bunch.
What did we do after golf?
We went to dinner. We went to dinner.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
At that LLTW. Was crazy, too.
Yeah, you guys could probably tell that story. Me and Johnny were already on the RV for that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I already paid. My bills were paid.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had a night. The food there was really good, too, by the way. Like, nothing wrong with the food. Drinks were good.
Unreal. But, Kevin Bacon Burger. Unreal.
But we went to we go to pay, and obviously we're just there's a lot of guys, so it's taken forever. And there's like probably 8 guys left, and the waitress goes, "Oh, I think I screwed up all your guys' bills. It seems like they're all backwards and what have you. Let me try and fix it." So she spends maybe 15 minutes trying to sort them out. So we're all just sitting there, kind of like whatever. Then she goes, "Yeah, I can't sort this out. So, just take a pick of one, and whatever you get is what you got to pay for." So she like holds them out like they're a deck of cards. She goes, "Don't choose the expensive ones." And I'm like, "What is going on?" I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll just take this one. I take one. It's like $80." I'm like, "Oh my god, whatever."
That's kind of funny though.
And then she's like, "Yeah." Then she's like, "Yep, so that's how we're going to do it. You guys all going to pay." And Dave, the accountant, is staring at his bill. And he's like looking back and he's like, "I didn't get one single thing on my bill. But I'm going to pay for it." So we all ended up having to pay for random shit. It was funny though.
Yeah. But all of our bills were between like $70 and $80 anyway.
It was all the same shit. It wasn't that bad. But
that still is ridiculous. Like, how that was messed up. And I get we were a big party there, but like still,
I've never seen that before. Like, here, just take one. Good luck.
Yeah. Ah, hey. I don't
know. Almost like credit card roulette.
It was.
That was like when me and Marty were at the Anchor Bar in Superior there.
Oh, yeah, that was a nightmare too.
The lady split the bills like completely wrong. Like didn't even, I don't know. Like there was 5 of us there and she gave us 3 bills. And then I'm talking to the waitress that did our table. And then the owner of the bar comes over and goes, "Why don't you just add up all the bills and just leave that money, like that sum amount on the table?" And I look at her, I go, "No." Like,
that would be because we didn't do one check. We did separate checks.
Yeah. How about you just get out of here?
Yeah. Hey. Looks like you haven't put any money in this place in 46 years, so why don't you just scram?
Yeah, seriously. And turn down the music. Remember how loud the music was in there?
Yeah.
At one point? Yeah. Why don't you
that place was always good, though. Say what you will about aesthetics and the service, but it was always good.
Oh, that time it was delicious.
Not too many places have cash only too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're like a full service restaurant.
Yeah. Not too many places has their bills written in pencil either.
Yeah. Like, hey, I don't know how much Wi-Fi costs, but
maybe should we?
Like, I'm not sure, but
I know what my
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
House, it was 15 a month.
Yeah. So if you, like, we could give you guys the password, you guys can try and hook up to it, but.
My Spectrum.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll My Spectrum Wi-Fi. We'll run a wire down tower. Just hook it up.
Yeah, that place is crazy anyways.
And then we went to Scotty's Island the next day.
That was Scotty's the early Island. Night. We went to bed early that night.
Yeah, we went to bed at like 11:30.
Yeah.
That was an early one.
On a Friday night.
We were
night.
All so dead though. It was so golf, just a long day.
Golf just like cleans your slate. Like that. Yeah. Golf actually takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Well, that, and it was like in the sun, hot, like obviously drinking, and then you go home and sober up a little bit, and then you're just like
just chasing it again. Yeah. And that's never fun.
No.
No, until you catch it.
Caught it.
Yeah.
Couple doubles.
No, but then the next day we went to that Scotty's Island, which is basically like a sand beach in the middle of the lake, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And Johnny and we all went tubing actually.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's terrifying.
Behind I cliff jumped, you guys didn't.
No, I was scared of that.
Come on, Johnny.
After Frizz's near impalement story, I was like, it's not gonna happen.
How about now?
I was like, yeah. Oh, it's not that high at all, like whatever. And then I got up there, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you know it's high when your hands start flailing on your way down.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
yeah, like you were doing the butterfly.
Your face was funny. You had the tubing face on your way down.
Yeah, I was yeah. like,
you had the
you had well, Sour dude, Patch Kid.
I was waiting to hit the water, and it just. Didn't so I was like, shit.
Is there water there? Is there water there?
Yeah. Where's the water? Yeah. No, not a big cliff jumper, but once you get up there and there's 15 other guys looking at you,
there's no going back down.
There's only one way down, and it's right off that cliff.
The worst no would be jumping last. The worst would be jumping last too.
Yeah.
I want to go at least in the middle.
Yeah. I went second, so it was fine.
Yeah, second's good. Last sucks because then everyone's looking at you and then you're like, okay, I got to do this.
And no, they're getting impatient too.
Yeah. Okay, hey, come on. Yeah. It's getting cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wind on that boat like got chilly every now and again too, especially when you were wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you need a long sleeve for sure. But that tubing, that boat that he had, I don't know what kind of boat that was, but holy shit, did that thing go? And Dylan, the guy driving it, said he wasn't even going full throttle.
Not even close to full throttle on that boat.
No.
Well, he's got a 3. I don't think
he's got a 350 on the back of it.
Yeah, I think that would be too dangerous if he did that.
Oh, no. Sure, dude.
Probably. Yeah.
If we hit one of those in the water,
if we hit one of those big chops going full tilt, we would go easily 10 to 20 feet in the air.
Oh yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like we were going slow, and you guys were catching a good 5 feet of air.
Oh yeah,
Especially with three of you on the back of it too.
Yeah. The first one when we got off, you guys said we looked like torpedoes going in the water there.
Yeah, you guys, there's three of you on, right? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the top guy went over. Yeah, Lawson went over. You went in the middle and then Yelly, but it was like you guys were like 5 feet away from the tube, each of you. So it was like three dolphins jumping at the same time.
Perfectly synchronized too. It was like
that's 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And Yelly on the way in grabbed my freaking arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look at him after the water. I'm like, are you okay? Because I didn't know if I hit him or not.
Yeah.
He's like, no, dude, I grabbed you. Like he was like scared on it. Like when we got back on, before we got thrown off again for the second time, like he was like, when we would take like a turn, he'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That was like me. I was scared to hit the water.
That second time we were getting whipped around pretty good too, Marty. Yeah.
Like, oh, we only fell once though, right?
Yeah. Cause he kind of was just like, okay, they're not falling again. So just tone them in.
But Tav, you had the best face on it. Like you were just like clenched, like you just had a warhead in your mouth.
Oh, dude, I was like, cool, because the water's hitting you in the face too.
Yeah, my feet were in the water.
Yeah, and Marty was putting his foot in. It was just spraying up on me.
I was trying to slow the boat down.
Couldn't see. Then I was just like,
slow the boat down.
Yeah, my grip strength on those things probably was at like a world record. I was holding on so tightly to those.
I
had a legit forearm pump.
Same. After. That's like, what me and Tab were saying.
Yeah, the next day, my arms were like thriving, and I'm like, "What did I do yesterday that hurts so bad?"
Yeah,
yeah. It was like I just did like wrist curls or something.
Yeah,
like it was crazy, but that was fun.
It's good. It's good workout. It's a good workout.
And then we pulled up in style and we crashed a party.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was freaking hilarious.
Complete style. So I guess Frizz knew a guy who had a quite the house on the lake and a more impressive dock too, because that dock probably held like 50 people and had like a whole kitchen set up with like little portable bathrooms on it and big buffet and a fridge and coolers and all that.
And they're all full.
And they were all full before we got there. And we pull up and no one knew where we were going other than Frizz and Dylan.
Yeah.
Who was driving. And I had no idea that was a plan to go there. I guess it just kind of happened. And we pull up to this place and we're like, oh, like, what are we doing? Like, we look like absolute scrubs. We got empty beer cans all like just littered throughout the boat.
Everywhere.
No one's wearing shoes.
No one's wearing shirts or shoes, so we shouldn't have gotten any service. And just chip bags and crap and all this. and we're barking like dogs
because like we didn't barge on the lake, just going up picking up people's garbage.
Yeah, like literally scrap pickers pulling up to this
barge.
To this family party, like people are there with their families and kids and stuff like that. And we pull up and we're like, no way we're like getting off right now.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Sure enough, we get off and find our way and right to the buffet. And we're all looking at each other.
Hungry.
Like, did you guys see the food? Did you guys see the food? And then they're like, have a beer if you want. And a beer. And, you know, we look in the cooler, it's full. And a few minutes later it wasn't, and then we just kept roaming around, and that was like, I guess the ongoing joke after was we literally pulled up to someone we don't know, pulled up to Frizz and party.
Nico knew him well.
Yeah, Frizz's buddy.
They invited us there.
They did?
Yeah. Like okay.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
But it was the joke because like think of the perspective of like those random people.
I'm sure there was people that didn't know we were coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the owner was the only person that knew we were coming.
Yeah.
And out of how many people do you say there were there? Like 60 people?
More than probably? That.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe more, yeah. And everyone was just kind of looking at us like, what the hell? And then we get on the dance floor. We start tearing that up. And it's just like, what the? And then we leave. And then we take a couple for the road. We're like, okay, like, see ya, thanks. It's like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. But
yeah,
it was all in good fun the way we're explaining it. it makes sounds us not a lot, look
so good.
It sounds a lot more rude than it actually was. We were very well behaved and good there. It was just yeah, funny, the premise of it.
That was good. It was good. Yeah. Then we just hopped right back on that boat and went back to Lawson's cabin or house, or I don't know what you'd call it. Cabin, probably. And what did we do? Well, we had dinner when we got back, just burgers on burgers on burgers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hash browns and matzo sticks. And that's just like the best sight that you could possibly have when you're just starving on a boat all day.
I was throwing hash browns in my burgers.
Yeah, farmers wrap burger.
Yeah, I was just doing everything to get some food in my belly. And then I couldn't even move for 2 hours after.
Yeah, I saw Frizz make out with a mozzarella stick, I'm pretty sure. He was like, he bit into it, and he's like, he did like one of his, like, when he's making a food review, and he takes a bite, he's like, that was so good. Oh. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh.
Yeah.
A little.
God, that was good.
Little tummy moan.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the last night was a late one, and we had the bachelor actually crash our bed set up downstairs.
Yeah.
Just the four of us, but he made his way down and just being a hilarious guy all night, all weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just that was fun the last night. Just some good guy talk, getting him pumped for the wedding. So that was good.
Just everything about it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never really been to a bachelor party, so I don't have any expectations on how it's supposed to go. But I think that was like, I mean, it was an awesome time, so I don't have any complaints at all.
I got another one coming up. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale for my brother's.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, that should be a time, and probably pretty damn expensive.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
So
when is that?
Just before the Sherwood thing. So I'm gone that weekend, and then the Monday is our Sherwood event. So
like right after the wedding.
Right after the wedding, then.
You go.
Yep.
Oh, so you're going to be on a bit of a bender.
I'll be a good boy.
Oh, you're going to bank some fun.
You're banking not going to be fun. A good boy at your brother's bachelor party.
Yeah, I will.
Or at the wedding.
I'll be very well behaved.
What kind of brother is that?
Or at the Sherwood thing in your hometown.
Yeah, that you were already pumped for last week.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We got a little more fun this summer ahead of us, so we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already like middle of July though. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Oh yeah, it flies by.
Literally flying by. Yeah. Next week I'm actually heading to my cabin, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Making the 12-hour drive out to my cabin for 2 days and then driving back.
That is literally crazy that it's 12 hours away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hike.
It's like driving to Superior for us, Johnny, for 2 days. Oh,
that's garbage.
Well, not really, but a little bit shorter, but still.
No, the drive to Superior is garbage.
Yeah, not the best. Yeah.
That was, you just look at the same friggin' thing for 16 hours. You're just like, what the hell?
Oh, Maple Tree. Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the same thing with the ride there. It's just all rocks, like on the ride to Kenora, just a one lane highway.
Just the Canadian Shield.
That's all it is.
Unless you're not driving 12 hours in the prairies, though. I feel like that would just be like, oh, more canola. Here we go.
Yeah.
Like, did I move?
Yeah. Have I gone anywhere yet?
Like, am I on a fucking treadmill?
That's like literally driving here to like Regina or Saskatoon is like the worst drive in the world.
Because
that's all it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be bad going the other way.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the road trips your brother had in junior Marty.
Oh, yeah.
When he would come out your way, it's just like, or through Saskatchewan. Where did he play again?
Kootenay in BC. But when he played in Swift, those would be some bad rides.
Because
that's in Sask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's tough travel.
Yeah. Definitely not as pretty as driving around BC.
Yeah, BC's nice.
God, no. Yeah.
Anyways, you guys got anything else you want to get off your chest while we're on the pod, or are we going to wrap it up
Yeah, I got just one last quick thing to say. Did you guys see that hit at Leafs camp? I know I sent it to you, Tav.
Oh yeah, I did actually.
At the dev camp, that kid. Coming through the middle. As soon as he took one crossover to the middle, that D-man just lined him up. Looking for it, and then
it looked like he even let up a little bit too.
Quite the size difference. And he got him with, he did the PK Subban on Marchand, like
hit him with his back,
which thank God, because if he hit him with his shoulder, that kid would have been more knocked out than he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of did alligator arms, but like,
oh, he did.
That was pretty.
Well, intense. It's just like, that's kind of shitty. Like, I don't know if I was at a development camp, but I know they do the games for fun and stuff, but like, God damn, like. You're in summer mode. It's hard to just hop right into a game.
Like, it's tough. It's a tough situation because it's like, okay, on one hand, that D-man is trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
And then coming from that forward's perspective, it's just like, are you kidding me that you just did that?
Yeah, it's a summer.
Dev camp's over.
at the end of the day, you're at a dev camp.
You're
trying to prove yourself. So keep your head up and don't go through the middle.
Thanks, Don. Jerry.
Don,
keep your head up, kids.
Yeah.
And then that was a crazy hard hit though.
You could see like the wind leave his body basically.
His stick got up
shout
and
out
went
Wiz.
And
shout out Wiz.
Oh yeah, Wiz nasty. Wiz nasty got a good look at the rafters that day.
Yeah.
It's almost time for his monthly check-in, eh?
Yeah, we haven't chatted with him in a bit, so.
Hey, Wiz, you ever wonder what the bottom of the scoreboard looks like?
Yeah, that was fucking mean. We were mean to him.
That was after we were more.
After he was recovered, we were like, oh, giving it to him.
Remember? It's like, we got back in the dressing room, we're like, you okay, dude? And he's like, I'm coming back out. We're like, what?
Nope. No, you ain't.
Cody.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
He put his skates on the wrong feet.
Yeah. He's wearing his helmet backwards.
He's wearing the wrong colored helmet too.
He's wearing his junior jersey. Where'd you get that?
And then he's got our goalie stick in his hand. And he's ready to go. He looks like when you know that movie MVP when the monkey first gets dressed. That's what he looked like going out there.
Most valuable primate.
What a movie that was.
That's a sick movie.
Yeah.
Isn't the league they play in the BCHL?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Probably that monkey's pretty good, man.
That monkey. Hey, what a shot!
What else did they do? They did a soccer one like that.
No, that was their bud.
That's our,
Oh, there's only one MVP movie?
I think with the monkey, there's only one or two.
I just remember the goalie from that movie. His name is Magoo. Yeah.
Magoo. And he couldn't see.
And he had the big glasses. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's a great movie.
Air Bud was good, too. I always liked Air Bud movies.
Oh, yeah. The football one was my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was the same kid. Like, the kid that, like, played the sports in Air Bud was the kid that played on the hockey team with.
Oh, the maybe. Monkey. Maybe. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the same. That was the same actor.
What a nice niche.
I don't know.
What a nice niche to be in for an actor, eh? Sports movies with animals.
You get typecasted as. Yeah. Your co-star is an animal.
Yeah. Oh man!
In a kid's sports movie.
Oh, speaking of movies, I went and saw Indiana Jones last week. The new one.
Was it good?
I liked it. It was kind of like Frizz said it, kind of good. Like he said that it's sort of on the line of being like a Fast and Furious type, where there's just like a couple outrageous things that happen.
Yeah.
Like not to the extreme of like Dwayne the Rock Johnson like grounding a helicopter that's in full flight with a chain, but like. Like Harrison Ford's like in his 60s. Or he's in his 80s. There you go. Even better.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But the storyline was cool. It was like World War II storyline, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah. Cause me and my dad were actually literally talking just before dinner tonight, and we want to see that, the new Mission Impossible movie, and that Oppenheimer movie. So
yeah, the Oppenheimer one looks good.
I'm definitely going to that when it comes out.
Those three will be pretty freaking sick.
July 21st.
Yeah, we'll have to be in theaters. Maybe we'll fly to, where are you guys going to be then? We'll just meet at a movie theater somewhere.
Sure.
Hey, fuck it. Let's find
a movie theater in the middle.
We'll meet in Thunder Bay.
Cool.
How about that? Yeah.
Deal.
Sounds good.
Then you guys just come right out to my cabin then, because that's when I'm going.
Perfect.
Oh,
works out for Marty then.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 88. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, folks.
See you there.
Bye.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.